What is it about owls that intrigues us so? Is it their nocturnal nature that gives them a level of mystery we apply to all creatures of the night? Or perhaps their grace? Or maybe it's those intense eyes, fixed within their face to provide remarkable binocular vision. Whatever it is, they've captured our attention and our hearts. And last week, even late-night television. I'm Wendy Dahlia from the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary in Tiburon with a brief look into birds and nature in and around San Francisco Bay. This week, we're all about those superb owls. This is Bay Birds. There are 226 different species of owl in the world. They can be found in all manner of habitat and on all continents, except Antarctica. They have also been around a very long time, with the oldest records from the fossil record dating back to around 58 million years ago. Apparently, back then, they stood a bit taller as well, with the largest recorded owl fossil standing at about 3 feet in height. But let's get back to those intense owl eyes. Owls have eyes much like ours in that they are forward-facing for binocular vision. However, unlike ours, they're not really eyeballs at all. They are actually elongated tubes held in place by bony structures in the owl's skull. As a result, owls cannot move their eyes. They are fixed in position. They make up for this inability to move their eyes, however, with remarkably flexible necks. Owls can rotate their neck up to 270 degrees in either direction in order to see almost all around them. They cannot, however, turn their heads in a complete circle. Save that feat for the cartoons. That's not the only cool info on owl eyes. Owls have three eyelids, one for blinking, one for sleeping, and one for keeping their eye clean and healthy. Owls also have highly developed retinas designed for superb night vision. A high concentration of light-collecting rods within their eye captures even the dimmest of light. This doesn't mean they are blinded by the light. Owl eyes adjust just as ours do to bright light, and some owls may even see better than we do during the day. What they may not see is color, since their eyes contain relatively few cones, those eye cells that react or interpret color. If you've been fortunate enough to see an owl in flight, you may have been awed by its truly stealthy approach. As a nocturnal predator, it is rather important that an owl not be detected until it is too late for its prey. To aid in this stealthy flight, owls have specialized flight feathers with a fringe or comb-like edge that breaks up air turbulence and muffles sound during flight. While rare, there are a few owl species that hunt during the daylight, and some of these owls do not have this special fringing on their feathers. About as important as being silent is the ability to hear. That silent flight also allows owls to hear more of the sounds around them as they fly over fields and through forests searching for prey. Owl ears are located at the sides of their head, just behind the eyes, and are covered by their facial feathers. Those ear tufts that some owl species sport are simply for show. They aren't actually ears at all. The range of sound an owl can hear is not too different from our own, although it is more sensitive at certain frequencies of sound, enabling owls to hear the slightest movement in the grass, leaves, or undergrowth. That flattened face most owls have acts like a radar dish, magnifying and funneling all that sound to the owl's ear. Some owls, especially those that are strictly nocturnal like the barn owl, also have asymmetrical ear openings to provide them with an even greater ability to hone in on a sound's source. Wow. Well, we've barely scratched the surface when it comes to owls, but we'll have to wait until next time to delve deeper into these amazing creatures. I suggest you head out in the night and perhaps walk through your neighborhood or just sit out on the porch and listen. Perhaps these will be among some of the sounds you experience. Well, that's it for this week's edition of Bay Birds, a production of Radio Sausalito and Audubon, California. Podcasts of this and each of our programs can be downloaded free from radiosausalito.org and from iTunes Music Store. For more information about our programs at the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary, located in nearby Tiburon, visit us on the web at richardsonbay.audubon.org. This is Wendy Dahlia from the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary. Until next time, get out and enjoy the birds in and around our fantastic bay.